hit the listeners' ears yet. Exclusive. So let's get this. Young Boy, Never Broke Again, featuring Offset. This is R.I.P.
That crescendo.
R.I.P.
What's up, everybody? C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. It's good to be back. Yo, Johnny Cal, how you doing?
What's good?
Chilling.
We're in it. We're back at it. What's on the plate today, Kyle? What's good, man? Fill me with the info.
We ain't seen each other for what? Two weeks now?
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I kind of missed you guys.
I haven't seen anybody like that. I know. I was thinking, like, really? Is this the only reason why we're getting together anymore?
Yeah, straight up,
come
man.
Come on, no.
We got to play some soccer or something. There's a lot of things to talk about, obviously. Like always, man, hip-hop just seems to get busier and busier every month. There's always things to talk about. We'll obviously go over, you know, Drake and the track list, the album Scorpion coming out.
That drops after the show.
Like the 80 minutes?
Scorpion. I don't know.
All the new stuff drops after C1 Radio. You don't like the song?
I don't like that name.
Scorpion? Why not? You don't like scorpions? Did you get attacked by a scorpion when you were younger or something?
No, I don't know.
You're just not feeling it?
I don't know. Let's hear the music, though. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly, man. Well, we'll go over the track list. I also want to talk about...
It might be legendary after the fact, you know what I mean? But right now, I'm not feeling it. Scorpion, man.
Man, just an
album.
Listen
to me, man. Don't worry. I always got something to say. Don't even worry about what I'm saying.
I'm not worried.
Wait for the music. Double album, fam. Double album.
Listen for the music.
We're getting a double album, bro.
Yo, 30 songs of Drake, yo. What are we going to do?
30? It's not 30.
It's almost. It's like, 29. What, 20, 28, 29?
20, it's 24, man. 25.
I thought it was
25. It's 25.
All right, close enough. We're also going to talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z, the Carters.
No,
I don't even want to talk about it too deep. I just kind of want to go over and maybe, you know, it's Hannah's last day with us. For a while, I kind of want to ask you, like, what's the big deal about Beyonce? What's so special about her? Girls just love Beyonce.
They do.
I know what you're saying. I feel the same.
You feel the same as in, like, you really like them or what?
No, I just really want to know, like, I'm not doubtful of it. I'm not like, I just want to know. Educate me on, like, her.
Beyonce.
I know she put out, yeah. Yeah. She's definitely down. Yeah. I'd love a fan to tell me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why we're going to ask Hannah. We assume that she's a fan. She is a girl, so we assume that she's a fan. Beehive. Girls love Beyonce. We got other things to talk about, too, but let's just start off by talking about X and sending our condolences over to X and his fans and his family and his friends. Obviously, last week, a bit of a sad day for hip-hop. We lost X, and
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sad moment. The music video for Sad did come out. You guys watch that?
I watch most of it on Academic's Instagram. That's where I basically get all of my stuff. He basically posted like 5 snippets, which is basically the whole video.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a long music video, but you know, the music wasn't running a lot. It was more like screenplay that he directed, and the whole premise of the music video was him beating up his old self with. It's crazy how that works out. The irony behind that, it's crazy, man.
I fuck with X, man.
Yeah, man. He made some good music.
It's honestly sad.
I'm curious, Cal. Like, what are your thoughts on X and his music? Not as a person or whatever. All these accusations of just the music. What did you think of his music?
Yeah, I really like the guy.
That's all you gotta say.
Yeah, I like the music. Like,
yeah. Nah, man.
I'm still just kind of shaking my head, like just that over what happened, you know. So.
Real talk.
But yeah, it's. It's definitely one of those feelings, like, now that he's gone, it all comes to life more. Music, it's interesting how that happens.
Yeah, it happens for artists.
Yeah, you appreciate things more when they're gone. Obviously, that's, you know, beyond music too, right? But
100%.
Let's get into the music. Let's not take it down too low here. Yeah. I know it's because, like I said, I'm honestly still a bit upset. I wasn't even like a huge X fan or anything, you know. But
for sure.
Definitely a sad loss. For everyone, I don't know, the world of hip hop, just everyone, family and all that. So let's run something in the meantime here. Dax, aka Lil Dark Lord. Ooh. This guy had the name switch and all.
Sounds
that.
Sounds like a freaking RuneScape name, yo.
Yeah. From Nice Apple, and you're listening
Lil
to
Dark Lord. That's the name now. This guy's got an open leak, man. This guy dropped a leak.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to run this here. C1 Radio. This is some Young Bands Dax production.
Okay.
Yeah, this is some new.
Young
new
Bands.
Canadian content for the Dome. Take it in. C1 this. Radio.
Hey, yeah, I was going through a phase, now I'm going crazy. Spending all my money on designer lately. Yeah, hey, 100,000 on me, that's a lot of paper. Yeah, hey, out of my pocket, kick a lot of flavor. Yeah, I was going through a phase, now I'm going crazy. Spending all my money on designer lately, yeah, ay. 100,000 on me, that's a lot of paper, yeah, ay. All of my pocket, kick a lot of flavor, yeah. I need me some perk, I don't want no downers, yeah, ay. I just popped a Zen and crashed the Audi, yeah. Baby, I just got you rolling while you frowning, yeah, ay. I just got you rolling while you pound, yeah, huh. And my diamonds, they on mount, yeah, ay. Counting up the cash, call my account, yeah, ay. I just got the brickin' ass chopped up. Eat a nigga face, it seem bloody, get it mopped. Ayy, shootin' in the air with that chopper helicopter. We gon' bring him in and then dissect them like a doctor. Yeah. Free all my niggas locked up. Ayy, yeah. Shoot him in his brain, now he got trauma. Yeah. I was going through a phase, now I'm going brazen. Spending all my money on designer lately. Yeah. Ayy, 100,000 on me, that's a lot of paper. Out of my pocket, kick a lot of flavor, yeah. I was going through a phase, now I'm going brazen. Spending all my money on designer lately, yeah. Ay, 100,000 on me, that's a lot of paper, yeah. Ay, out of my pocket, kick a lot of flavor, yeah. They don't like the fact we get two of these racks. My plate going made, baby, I don't eat no scraps.
Eat no scraps.
Boy, it's younger than my brother holding straps. Boy, it's older than my uncle holding straps. I live lavish, might put my dick in an actress.
Ill, ill.
I'm ballin' like Allen. I don't wanna talk about practice.
Talk about no practice.
That nigga want action. Huh? Wipe that little boy off the Atlas. Fuck a little mansion. I'ma reside in a palace. Little mama chosen. Think she like my jewelry.
Like that jewelry.
Sport Montclair. Mix it up with Gucci.
Yeah.
Flirting with your bitch inside that jacuzzi. Yeah, fur coat. I look good in the snow. Yeah. I was going through a phase, now I'm going brazen. Spending all my money on designer lately, yeah, ay. 100,000 on me, that's a lot of paper, yeah, ay. Out of my pocket, kick a lot of flavor, yeah. I was going through a phase, now I'm going brazen.
money on designer lately. Yeah, ay, 100,000 on me, that's a lot of paper. Yeah, ay, out of my pocket, kick a lot of flavor. Yeah.
Fuck love, fuck love, fuck love. I'll run it up. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Fuck.
Yo, what's up, everybody? C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Yo, tons of things on the plate today to talk about. I know we said we're going to go over Drake's track list for Scorpion, the album that's coming out in like an hour and 10 minutes. But I want to go over something. I want to go over
down like that.
Yeah, I want to go over something else first. Yo, can you get, do we have the applause ready or we still fixing things over there?
So we adding up some new
Okay, okay. We don't have the applause, here. But yeah, I would one run right
I'll
here.
I'll give you applause.
Okay. Okay. Get your hands ready because this is big. Okay, so Kodak Black, he passed his like ready GED test in prison. Yeah. So now he can officially write it. It's like, I don't know what the GED, oh, the ready, it's like you got to write that first, I guess, in his situation before you can actually take the official GED test. So
to prove
now,
that you're ready and you ain't wasting no one's time.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. So now he can take that on the 28th and 29th of this month.
Jeez.
And yeah, Kodak passed that. So
right there, man.
Honestly, I'm proud of you. I became a big Kodak fan at the end of 2017. I was late to the party.
I'm proud of you.
Late to the party. But yo, he's in prison. He's in prison right now for violating his probation, serving a 1-year sentence.
Free him.
But the homie is reading books and he's currently working on writing a book. Kodak Black.
This guy's writing it out.
It's writing a book. And I don't know.
You said Well, you said that you read the Gucci Mane one. Yeah. I haven't given that one a chance yet. I don't know about reading rap biography.
It's cool.
It depends on the artist.
It's just like a long music video, you know? With like
without like context. Bad bitches.
Oh, no, there's plenty of that still in the Gucci book.
They put the pictures in the book?
Not the pictures, but, you know, you read, and if you're a good reader, you start visualizing that stuff.
If you're a good reader, you got to translate that reading words into imaginations.
Would you read a Kodak Black book? How would that even go?
How would that go?
Like, oh, man. It would just be an interesting book. I mean, he has an interesting tale. Like, he's prevailed from a lot. You know, Project Baby, it speaks for itself. It'd be an interesting tale to tell. Kodak, maybe write the book and pass it off to someone else to finish it for you. Clean it all up. It'd be a good book. But
so what's the book about? Is it about his life?
Who knows? He's writing it in prison. Who knows, man? His whole life. It's got to be.
Well, writes it, and then essentially someone else writes it for you.
That's how it goes.
It turns into a book, I guess, right?
Exactly. Maybe.
But yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Kodak. Okay, let's go over that. Let's go over that Drake track list and talk about some of the tracks we're excited about.
That nigga got Michael Jackson on his album.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I want to say.
Bro,
and what song called In My Feelings or something like that? Is that the one?
But what I want to know is that it might be a sample, and the only way he could get it clear is for him to be a feature. You know what I'm saying? Or
marketing.
Or I hope it's an unreleased Michael Jackson hook. That's what I'm hoping for. Drake on a Michael Jackson hook or some shit like that. Or
I think just getting a Michael Jackson clearance for a sample
in general
is
crazy.
Like, some that's madness. A monumental.
Only
like,
Drake's getting
sample
that.
Clearance.
No one's getting that.
Exactly. No, 100%. And, you know, Drake's a legend. We know that. He's still making music, but he's a legend. And to pair up with Michael Jackson, that's some big news already. On top of, like, what Scorpion is, I mean, a lot of people have been waiting for this. It's Drake releasing another album. All that, you know, Pusha T stuff earlier in the year, well, like, last month. Mm-hmm. Created some type of marketing, like Johnny likes to say, for the album. And
SZA's got a vocal chorus back too. You see that, right?
What'd I tell you? SZA's got her voice back. I said later in the year, bro. That shit was less than 2 weeks, bro. Like,
I think it was the next day or something.
I'm good. She's like, I'm good. I'm actually good.
Good.
She was listening.
Get the fuck out of here, man. It's all marketing, bro.
Holy.
I seen that shit. The thing is, I think Hannah actually DM'd it to me. I'm like, wait, this just proves my point. Like, why are you DMing this to me?
Oh, man, that was hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to rag like on her or nothing, but the coincidence, eh?
It was a coincidence. Hannah, what's your thoughts on SZA again?
She's choked, yo.
Yeah, she good.
Shout out SZA. Shout out vocal cords, isn't it?
Yeah, much love to your vocal cords. I'm glad they're okay, and shout out to marketing. Why don't we just go over the track list a bit? We'll go back to some music.
Yeah, let's go.
So we got two sides, A side and B side.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a couple of these tracks, like Ratchet, Happy Birthday. That might be a banger, you know?
That's the name of two songs
One song. There's one called Summer Games. I think that's going to be like something crazy too. I don't know why. Just feeling
apparently that one with the date. What's it? March 14th. People are taking a few.
Oh, yo, do you think that maybe Travis and shit is on that song? Because it was the same day they all jumped on Fortnite as well. March 14th. Who knows? We don't know.
Okay, now there's you know how the internet likes to do their conspiracy.
What's the other angle?
They work
more angles. Yeah, so. The day before that day or the day after, Drake's photographers were seen in Wyoming or some shit. Oh. You know, they tag like pictures on Instagram at Wyoming. So people are like, does it have stuff to do with, I don't know, Drake writing for Kanye? Maybe they were in Wyoming or some shit.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, maybe they're together. I don't know about writing for
We'll see.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Reach.
Didn't you hear his own bars? He said it. He basically said that he wrote for Kanye.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's not like people
like,
reaching.
Okay.
That's still a reach, but.
Okay. Wyoming reach.
Wyoming reach, you know?
I call that a Wyoming reach.
Yeah.
Real quick, just wanted to note, too. Earlier that track that we played, that was, we didn't even credit that. We'll just get back to it. Young Bands and Tracy. That was, the reason that was a leak was that was actually a very scary instrumental.
Oh, wow.
From that Killy track, and Johnny just filled me in on that. I said, damn, I didn't even know, because he just dropped that 6 days ago. That was just brand new. It's like under 1,000.
On his SoundCloud,
Little Dark Lord.
I heard it straight away. It sounds. That's
yeah,
the,
no,
that's
me
the
too.
Exact
like,
beat. Yeah, yeah.
It was the same. So I don't know if you clocked that, but.
I don't know. I kind of like
I didn't
the
realize
Killy
the beef
better.
Was actually strong like that.
I mean, I don't know if it's beef. Track. I don't know if it's beef.
Well, the track you mentioned that too. I remember that. So I don't know. Thought I'd share that.
Speaking of Killy, I think
Canadian beef out here.
He tweeted out today that, you know, his tour's over. He's been on a long tour. Shout out to Killy. You working hard. But now he's saying that he's working on
new album.
Two.
Yeah, exactly. So follow up.
That's cool.
He's working on what?
It's called Two.
I guess so. Yeah.
Like that's he put it around quotation marks. Yeah, so maybe right like, now that's
I
what
think
the
going, yeah. Number two.
Number two. So like, you know, shout out to Killy, shout out to Drake, shout out to all these Canadian artists. Cal, what do we got next over here, man?
I'm kind of trying to decide. Are you showing me this Me Likey track earlier?
Trippy.
That trippy.
Shout out to Trippy.
Yeah, let's run.
Let's
run it. All right, let's go to Trippy Red next. C1 Radio.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words.
Gravity. That crescendo.
I just spent 80 on an AP. Tell my baby she can love me or she hate me. And a brand new McLaren and I'm racing. With the gang and you know the highest space be. How you like that? You like that? You like that? You like that? Love it or you hate it? How you like that? You like that? You like that? My jack, I hit her right back. Cause I'm out the way. Bitch, I'm in my A. Don't stand in my way. Posted in the A. Find out where you lay. Open up the gates. I won't leave a trace. Not trying to catch a case, yeah. Use a open mind, use a big stain, yeah. Use a poopy, but yeah, use a shit stain, yeah. Posting in a bando with the big gang, yeah. So they stick sinisters with the big bang, yeah.
All headshots, I won't make your body count. With the big chops, tryna see your body bounce. Pack of lions, I ain't tryna see nobody pounce.
30 kilos on that, we weigh it by the pound. Yeah, you can't see me, you can't beat me. Did you get that? Did you get that? Did you like that? How you like that? I just spent 80 on a AP. Tell my baby she can love me.
Crescendo.
Just don't ever touch. And we can go straight to the top. We can be counting this block.
Another night's work well done, and so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an advertisement for Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9 Mondays 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at Finding Funny FM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits with your host, Nico McEwen.
My name is Keymaster Slump God, and you are now listening to Crescendo One Radio. Le bitch.
What's up, everybody? C1 Radio every Thursday here at UBC 7:30 to 9. Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself,
Yo,
Cal Bound.
Yo,
playing the new hits. A lot of new music today.
A lot of new music, man.
I'm not even creating much flow. I'm just playing a bunch of new.
Nah, you're doing your thing, bro.
It's okay. Young bands we played earlier, Pierre Bourne, A New Honey Berry, Trippy Red, Me Likey.
That track from Pierre Bourne is new.
Honey Berry, yeah.
Oh, what's the other Berry song he's got? You got another berry or probably, honey something.
Well, honey but. Berry, you know, in backwoods, you know.
Oh, okay.
You probably got like port.
Yeah.
Or Porto, whatever. You know what we're doing up here in Canada. Wow, I played a Lil Yachty track. I got to tell you, I actually like that track.
Yo, that track
Lil
is...
Lil Yachty and PNB Rock.
That track's good.
That's definitely like a summer... Yeah. It's not too corny, you know? It's actually... Yeah.
It's kind of funny, the whole all the lyrics and stuff.
It is what it is, you know? It's actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when Johnny asked me if I thought Lil Yachty was trash, and I was like, "Yo, I like three of his songs." And you're like, "Yo, is he trash?" Like that was one of the three songs.
Yeah, we said, "Yeah," I said, "Yeah."
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you know.
You can't say Lil Yachty's trash, man.
Lil Yachty's trash.
Yeah, not so. Yeah, you just can't whisper it. You can whisper it. You can't say it, but you can whisper it. And then we played Black too. Switch.
That's his new single, right?
It's that new. Yeah, at the festival break, I remember one of the security guards like, "Oh, because like." They had a little bit some separate areas for different people. And one of the guys said, "No, this is 6 lakhs area." And I said, "Oh, no.
6 lakh."
I said, "Are you 6 lakh?" I said, "No."
Yo, it took me like a couple days.
No one is going to be here. 6 lakh.
6 lakh.
No, all good. I wasn't hating. That was just funny, though. Yeah, but he impressed me a lot in his performance. That was great to see him live. That always happens with me. Like, I mean, with anyone, you see someone, you know, it kind of changes your. You know,
2015, Faded in the Park. I wasn't a Weeknd fan at all.
Yeah.
Until I saw him live, and then
I
downloaded all of his old mixtapes, you know, and took it.
Trilogy.
This
guy was really had like a Weeknd.
I literally just done that with Tupac. I've been watching on Netflix Unsolved.
Yeah, I heard it's so good.
Yo,
good.
You need to watch that.
Okay,
man.
I'll actually watch it. There we go.
I will say some of it is adapted for TV, obviously, but like you gotta do your facts because you can't take everything that they show you as fact. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%.
There's little details that you're like, nah, that didn't happen like that, you know, but they've done it because it looks better for Netflix. But then after I watched it, I went in and done like, yo, there's like all these interviews and shit. Like you can basically become your own detective and research it yourself online, and then you can come up with which one you think you killed Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's actually crazy, man.
Amazing. There's some fucked up shit going on. But yeah, after I watched that, I went back and I've never listened to a Tupac album from front to back until I watched this show. And now it's just crazy, man. I actually get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get why people say he's one of the greatest.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Who do you...
Yeah, RIP. Yeah. Like, honestly, real talk, legends, man. You know?
Yeah. Who was that? Someone on... during the BET Awards said that, like, X was...
Biggie or Tupac. It was Dame Dash.
Oh, yeah, Dame Dash.
And a lot of people was getting at him, but I get what he's coming from.
I kind of get what he's saying.
But the only thing is, you can't say that right now. You got to wait time. Only time will tell how...
Long as music
how
lasts.
Deep. Like, people might forget this nigga tomorrow, you know?
Exactly.
Like, we don't know, so...
Who knows?
But I will say there are similarities between, like, I wouldn't say him and Biggie, but him and Tupac, you know, like the whole movement, the whole trying, like, changing your life thing, the whole kind of, like, past. Yeah, and even both of them, like, had their, like, you know, sexual assault cases and whatever and went to prison for it and then came out and was trying to change themselves, and then is when they were trying to change that's when they passed.
Exactly.
Boom. Yeah, it's crazy. It's very similar
it's
when you look at it like
it's
that.
When you look at it like that, it's pretty similar. And just with the way, like, social media and the internet, that wasn't really around when Tupac was...
But could you
when
imagine?
When Tupac died, you imagine? But like,
holy.
Just seeing the impact that it's having. Like, there's fucking... Bro, there was a fucking XXX memorial in Vancouver on like
there
the
was?
Weekend or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was like
there was one
in
Toronto. There was one
everywhere.
Everywhere, all over the world. Like,
dude,
just like, whoa.
His fan base was
real?
Huge,
like,
you know?
That's crazy. I didn't know it was that deep. You had like people like, I don't know, like Lil Peep dying and Fredo Santana dying, and they're like, RIP, oh my God, we lost the... But when X died, man... Yo, man, it was crazy. Like, all the celebrities are coming out. Like, bro, you had like Meek Mill fucking wearing a hoodie with his.
Yeah.
You see where Meek Mill didn't say his name right?
Powerful performance.
Yeah, but you see where Meek Mill didn't say his name right?
What did he say? Well, he wasn't. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't blame him.
Rapping, you mean, or like?
Nah, like yo, RIP to that nigga Extension. Like,
Well, I mean, whatever. That's just.
I think you know he was in jail for a while. He wasn't there for the hype. Okay. Everyone struggled with the name in the beginning.
For real. But yeah, nah. Only time will tell how his impact is gonna be, man. R.I.P.
Well, R.I.P. And man, I just want to say a living legend right now is Freddie Gibbs, man.
100%. Yo, you got to listen to the album, his new album, and then also just like, it's so weird. Read the reviews.
This nigga's story, man.
I got to get into it.
Getting locked up for something that you didn't do in a different country.
That's amazing. It's the struggle out here, you know? And these, that's what I mean. I got a lot of respect for these artists who are really preaching the life. Those are kind of books I want to read. You know, not like I don't know about Kodak. You know what I mean?
It would just be a funny Florida hood man.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out Kodak, but you get what I'm saying. Come on, this yo, Freddie Gibbs, Diamonds 2. This is right off of Freddie, the album. Check it out.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Fuck it. $1 million lick, like ain't nobody tell me shit. Hey, diamonds in my necklace, BVS is scammy lit. Hey, I just dropped the brick so big they got it off the lip. Hey, I can't lie, still love my baby mama. When she pissed me off, I'm on some pips, she puffin' Nelly Dollar. Dodo in the Tony got me leaning. I can't fight the demons. Try to ride a solo in my Beamer, tryna fight the demons. Hey, got that blow from my Dominicano. Got my whole garage on Hordiato. Putting leather in my El Dorado. Yes, it's flooded my Cubano. Diamonds in my necklace, BDS is got me in it. Ay, $1 million lick, I can't nobody tell me shit. Ay, I just got the brick so big, they got it off the lip. Ay, $1 million lick, like can't nobody tell me shit. Ay, I can't lie, still get high on prescription. Sometimes I go weeks without no sleep, I'm in the fifth dimension. I just call the body, Luca Brasi, he sleep with the fishes. Fuck the part is when I go to sleep, I see this nigga image. Billy keep, I guess you niggas out the loop. Ay, your hoe was a layup, do myself for L.E.U. Sir, that Tony, when a nigga handle loop. Ay, your hoe was a layup, do myself for L.E.U. Got that blow from my Dominicano. Got my whole garage on Hordiato.
That crescendo.
Putting leather in my El Dorado. I just got them BBS's flooded in my Cubano. Ay, diamonds in my necklace, BBS's got me lit. $1 million lick, like can't nobody tell me shit. Ay, I just got the brick so big they got it off the lip. $1 million lick, like can't nobody tell me shit.
It's Aaron Paisley, you're rocking with CN Radio. Let's get it. Gravity, that crescendo.
Ready tracks, I do the same thing. Stack it up, just trying to maintain. I don't drink, but when I hit the club, I order 5 bottles and a champagne. In the band, smelling like some new leather. Forget my past, I gotta do better. New women talking new cheddar. Got the bunnies with me like I'm Hugh Hefner. And I'm waking up, I gotta live my dream. All my haters won't get rid of me. Can't compete up in this rap game. Fuck a one-on-one, they want a triple team. On my neck, I need a cool 50. Ain't nothing y'all could do with me. Sax fifth, I got the crew with me. Shopping, looking for some new fit. Always kept it 100. Flow nasty like a chum bucket. Was a grown man when I was 13. You know I dealt with issues, never run from it. I can never ever love something. Everywhere there's someone front. Stack it up, I got a dumb budget. He was acting up, we had the gun butter. We gon' win, I put that shit on God. Not alone, I'll do it with my dogs. Listen close, we coming with the bars. And we the underdogs, we gon' beat the odds. And it's me and Benji counting all the dough. I'm in the double law, I'm talking holy ghost. Like holy smokes, that cozy flow. I got a rollie on me, I need 40 more. And I'm on the yacht screaming all aboard. Baddies on it, that's a motorboat. Homies with me, they got no control. Say the words, you getting all the smoke. I heard they change lanes, so we do the same thing. Re-up, let my chain swang. In the range with gang gang. Sip the hand and maintain. Jordan's with the ball mains. I'm just trying to maintain. I'm too high to explain. Fuck a hoe, you know it's fuck a bitch. Look around, I'm on that other shit. Heard a snare, fell in love with it. Chefing up, I'm wearing oven mitts. Pour it up, that's what I'm down enough. Last dollar, had to count it out. Make it hit, they try to count it out. You know it's tunnel vision, fuck a roundabout. Done drank too much. I've been blowing dead too much. I've been at the bank too much. Yeah. I heard they change lanes, so we do the same thing. Re-up, let my chain swang in the range with gang gang. Sip the hand and maintain. Jordan's with the ball mains. I'm just trying to maintain. I'm too high to explain.
That gravity.
that crescendo. That crescendo.
Sorry if I don't pick up. I was off that 42 and yeah, I'm still fucked up. I'm just like you, you're just like me, and they're all just like us. I was only 13, Aggies let me buy my Dutch. I need that Dearest, about to go and get that Lambo truck. Skirt off, try to murk us, they might get murked first. I got a fox up in my coat and they got real fox fur. It's 5 a.m. and I've been drinking, so my words might slur, yeah.
Yes, I've been drinking, yes, I'm pretending that I don't need your love. It's been a long week, don't try to stop me. Don't stop till the liquor's done. I don't need pension, I'ma flex it and buy it for everyone. Yes, I've been drinking, yes, I'm pretending my baby won't pick up.
Probably think we pretending they won't believe us. Creeping and hoping nobody seen us. Let me show you how like every pissed nigga. But every time I saw you, I would freeze up. If I write you more than once, would I be beastin'? Fuck a triple date, let's have a threesome. Fuck you in your face, may have you leakin'. She love my diamond chains, all my pieces.
Yes, I've been drinking.
C1 Radio, let's get it.
That gravity, that crescendo.
YBN C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Here at CITR, UBC, Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself,
whoa.
Kyle Ballen.
Whoa.
We also got intern Hannah with us.
Whoa.
Yo, it's her last day with us for a while.
Whoa.
Well, not really. She's leaving like sometime on the weekend.
Whoa.
But
whoa,
if you don't know intern Hannah, you know, top 15 intern in the world, probably.
Top 15.
Yo, wait, top two and she ain't two. What the fuck you mean? Top two and she ain't two.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah, top 15?
Top 15.
Now we know where you hold her in regard.
Yeah. How many interns you got, Kyle, hey, bro? What's going on over there, bro?
Oh, man, you know what it is,
you
yo.
All the interns.
No, shout out to Hannah. She does her thing, you know, updating that C1 Radio playlist all the time. So get that on Spotify. Get all of our playlists. We'll be doing a lot of work on those.
Yeah, we got a lot of work coming on. We updated. It was good, man. We good.
C1 Radio, we're coming.
Straight up.
It's all just been that weekly practice. We just feeding y'all, giving you the good, you know.
Now we really going to come and slap you in the face.
Oh, damn, bro. That's harsh. Speaking of slapping in the face, did you guys see that video?
With a sandwich, yeah, for real.
You guys see that video of Nipsey just slapping
you?
What was that, dude?
Yo, that was hard. I don't know even what happened. I seen him like
something about the security.
The security guard tried to give someone who was working there a cone back, and that guy slapped the cone out of Nipsey Hussle's security guard's hand.
Nipsey Hussle
slapped him.
Like, dude, I thought his head was gonna fall off. Yo, man, that shit was dangerous.
Did you hear the slap?
Yo,
everyone in the crowd was like, "Ooh!"
That was an iPhone video picking up the slap noise. Yeah. Like no mics or nothing. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yo,
man,
the person filming was like, he was like, he just got the best piece of footage. He was like, "Yo, Nipsey just slapped that guy." He was so excited, man. That's jokes.
Man, don't mess with Nipsey. I would hate to get slapped.
Nipsey had his shirt off too, like his shirt undone with the chain showing. He slapped him and his shirt kind of just flew as well, like into the slap. Like, man, I don't want to be that guy.
No,
apparently he got arrested after that.
He did, but I think they just interrogated him.
That's light. Not like that slap though. That slap wasn't light.
Yeah, that hurt me. I felt bad for the dude. Not gonna lie, I honestly felt bad for, you know, getting slapped. Would suck. Okay, so Johnny, I'm gonna ask you something right now. Is it okay if we let intern Hannah talk here? I know you're strict on that, but I got a couple questions for her about Beyonce, and she's the only one that can really give us answers on that because you know she's like a girl and girls love Beyonce. And
I guess this one time.
Yeah,
only.
This one time. Okay, I'll pass my mic to Hannah.
Minimum answers.
Okay, Hannah. Hannah, you're on this mic. I'll grab Johnny's mic.
Wait, what's going on here? I look away for 1 second. What's going
and
on?
And I don't know, man. Kyle's kind of orchestrated some sort of. We're giving away our intern's voice. We're never doing this, but.
Wow. Hello.
Yo, what's up, Hannah? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, we got intern Hannah on the mic, and she's gonna break down for all the females out there. What's the big deal about Beyonce? Now I'm not hating, but I just don't understand.
You put her on the spot. I feel like this is a big.
Yeah. I got it. She's only.
Yeah, like there's one word, man. She's confident. You know.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yes.
I like that.
That should be the number one thing I should think too. That honestly.
She's fierce, right? That's the word.
Like, she can do whatever the fuck she wants because she believes in herself. You know, like that's all. Yeah. That's all that matters. And like she there just every time that she shows
Queen
up, she
Bee,
shows
that's why. For the Beehive.
You know, I had to ask. The Beehive. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Are you part of the Beehive?
No, yeah, no. She's not in the Beehive.
What?
No. You don't
what
have
type
to be
a girl.
A
are you a girl? Like what?
No, she's conscious of the queen bee, but she's not in the Beehive. You know?
I get it.
Yeah.
No, like I appreciate what she does.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think she has a great voice and a great presence, but
yeah. Okay, so what's your favorite Beyonce song? This will say a lot about you.
Halo.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, honestly,
that's a great song.
That's,
I can't even listen to that song
hit.
Anymore.
That's a banger.
Brings back
as
memories.
Johnny would say. Johnny would call that a banger.
That is a fucking banger.
I don't understand how you. I get it, but like that, I used to not get it, but I guess I get it now.
Yeah, that's a great
it's a banger.
Song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, what do you like about that song? It's an emotional track. Does it bring back memories?
Damn, what's he trying to soul search?
Hey, we try. Yeah, I'm trying to get to the bottom
deep.
Of the Beyonce, like, Beyonce thing right here.
No, I
the instrumental went off and everything. Oh, let me run this.
Oh, man.
No, her voice is just really good. Like, it shows her range, you know?
No, straight up. I hear you. Okay, so Beyonce, anytime she does anything, I just feel like all the females on social media, on Twitter, just love it.
Of course.
They go
Twitter
over it. They tweet
up.
It. Beyonce, did you listen to that joint album with Jay-Z?
I did, briefly.
Briefly? What are your thoughts on Jay-Z? Because I also hear this a lot, too. A lot of people or females part of the Beehive. Maybe, like, I'll say people because males are probably part of this,
no, the
too.
The Beehive thing was a bit of a joke, but yeah.
The Beehive.
Yeah.
Yo, they hate Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z cheated that one time, and they have never forgiven Jay-Z.
There's
Jay-Z,
no forgiveness.
So there's no
the
forgiveness. So, like, are you happy for Beyonce? I mean, she still loves the dude. They're going strong. Come on, dude.
Come on, I'm just
it's like the third member of Destiny's Child, man. I'm joking. Solange is dope.
They forgave Solange.
So have you
forgive
Jay-Z.
Forgive Sean.
So speak for the Beehive right now. Have you forgiven that?
I can't speak on behalf of them. Oh. But no, I think that, like, I don't even think about that. But in terms of, for example, in Ape Shit, like the music video, like, I thought it was good that the comparison of, like, the ratio of,
100%.
Yeah, I think it was good that she was, like, so upfront and, like, she was a way more big, like, a bigger presence. And I think that that's a good representation of them. Because he's big on his own, right? Like, that's his thing. He's solitary. He's back like that, you know?
Dude, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and, like, a lot of the females, right, they always talk about how they're so proud of Beyonce because she is married to Jay-Z, yet she's not in Jay-Z's shadow at all.
Yeah, and in a way, like, forgiving him, like, that's her choice.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, her making a conscious decision, you know? Like, she's a strong person, and... Yeah,
I just gotta give it out to Hannah there, yo. That's just
excellent,
an answer.
That's enough.
That's enough for intern Hannah.
That's enough for Hannah.
You know what DJ Ben said on Instagram the other day? He was saying that there's no OGs. This is a young
fact. This is a young nigga world.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yo, I hit him up after
that.
I said, yo, thanks for that.
I said, thanks for that.
And he hit me back with a bicep emoji.
Yeah. No, he did it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
So let's
DJ Ben.
Let's play some Nunu.
Yeah, this is a young nigga world.
There we go.
Ain't no time for no OGs, blood.
That crescendo.
Take all your pants. Bitch, ain't no time for talking. Why me do my dance? Pants in my pocket. Come and get your mans. Far up my rocket. Oh, bands. That's a check talking. Take all your pants. Bitch, ain't no time for talking. Why me do my dance? Pants in my pocket. Come and get your mans. Far up my rocket. Pull up with a chopper, let it eat. Yeah, walking Jesus sandals on my feet. Yeah, ooh, talk with shiny gold up on my teeth. Yeah, ooh, and I'm rocking Goyard and Supreme. Ay.
Yeah, pull up with the chopper, watch him freeze. Ooh, I got a shooter, he gon' take off his knee. Ayy, all it take is two shots, watch your body rock. Yeah, bitches on my dick, cause I skirt out the lot. Ayy, sketches on my feet, but I'm a rich guy. Yeah, can I fuck with hoe, cause they be picking sides. Ayy, ice, 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 that's my neck talking. Ooh, and I'm rockin' Goyard and Supreme. Ayy, bangs, 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 that's a check talking. Take all your pants, pants, pants. Bitch, ain't no time for talking. Why me do my dance, 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 dance? Pants in my pocket. Come and get your mans, mans, mans. Far up my rocket. Oh, bangs, 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 that's a check talking. Take all your pants, pants, pants. Bitch, ain't no time for talking. Why me do my dance, 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 dance? Pants in my pocket. Come and get your mans, mans, mans. Far up my rocket.
Hey, it's your boy AC, that young nigga, man. You tuning in with Crescendo One Radio.
Gravity, that crescendo.
Content warning, this radio show has naughty words.
Yeah, she tell me off and she eat me like ice cream. Tips up in ice cream, talk to me nicely. I don't want fight, bitch, please don't excite me. You not my type, bitch, I just wanna fight. She give me high, yeah, she brought the Viking. She brought the Advan, shooting for the body band. Bitch, I'm wildin' off and saying my bitch do the handstand.
She gon' lick it like ice cream. Bitch, I'm going in if I hit them, she might scream. Bitch, I pour a four, I cannot sip no lightly. Bitch, look at my wrist and my neck, it's so frightening. Shining on a bitch, yeah, my neck look like lightning. Thunder, all my jewelry hitting like the thunder. Monster, she said when I fuck, I'm like a monster. Conquer, Eastside 604, that's what I conquer. Rockstar, I've been living life just like a rockstar. Popstar, I've been getting money like a popstar. Pornstar, that bitch, she gon' fuck me like a pornstar. Ballstar, popped up at the wound like I'm a ballstar. I'm a drug dealer, she said she a drug dealer. She a thug getter, that bitch she a thug getter. Yeah, she's a plain Jane, you can't be my main thing. Nah, I'm from Mars, nigga, we don't be the same thing.
What is bad, bitch? Yeah, she suck me. All you other bitches
that crescendo.
I'm back and I started stunting. Bitch, I'm high up on the moon, rolling hard off Molly.
Gravity, gravity. That crescendo.
Bankroll came for brown hundreds. I got hella red 50s. Touch the tennis, so I lay low. Touch the tennis, so I lay low. So I lay low. Bankroll came for brown hundreds. I got hella red 50s. Test the tennis, so I lay low. Test the tennis, so I lay low. Test the tennis, so I lay low. Bankroll came for brown hundreds. I got hella red 50s. Test the tennis, so I lay low. Blue hundreds, blue Faygo. Eh, that's the niggas get to talking. I spit stacking my guap. You can see it when I walk in. Guac hanging on my Birkin. I'm in up like in the burbs. Smoking wild in the suburban. Smoking wild in the suburban. Hey, hey. I'ma just shoot cause I'm nervous. Bankroll came for brown hunters. I got hella red 50s. Test the tennis so I lay low. Test the tennis so I lay low. Test the tennis so I lay low. Bankroll came for brown hunters. I got hella red 50s. Test the tennis so I lay low. Test the tennis so I lay low. Test the tennis so I lay low.
Test the tennis. That crescendo.
Test the tennis so I lay low.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media. I own my media. The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
that crescendo.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
That crescendo.
That was Quaymon, Can't Fold, before the ads, and before that, that was an unreleased track that we're not going to talk about. And yeah, before that, we had Comethazine with Bands. That was the first time I heard that Comethazine track. It's the first time I heard it.
It kind of sounded like me and Teo. That was right. You said that.
Yeah. But it goes off.
But the
hook,
the bang,
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
Bang. Ooh,
it goes off.
One that you can dance to or something.
Yeah. I think that Comethazine show is going to be crazy, man.
Yeah, yo.
Comethazine
coming. When is this? Saturday, July 21st at Fortune Sound Club. Yerm Sauce, AC.
All ages, man.
Raiden. Shout out to Raiden. Met him at Breakout. Good kid. Working hard. We also have Smoke Perp coming here. August 7th. Illy. Opening for him, so yo, check that. That's gonna be a crazy show.
Achi.
That's gonna be an unbelievable show. And we also announced that J Rock is coming here October 9th. J Rock, just a great artist, man. Great artist. TDE doing things. More shows are coming.
Rock. That's funny, you know? Like, huh? J Rock and Smoke Bro, you know?
Oh,
Smoke
man, that's a good one, bro.
I don't know all the names that are coming out, you know?
Right. Smoke Rock. Man. With all the names, right?
Yeah, who knows?
I wonder what the next phase of names are going to be like.
Smoke.
This guy loving that joke. I love it, man. Okay. We really need to make an audio tag for every time we have Tekashi news. And
yeah,
I'm really trying to not.
Juice World tag real quick?
Hit the Juice World tag.
We about to.
Yo, this is Juice World, and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
Shout out you, bro.
Yeah, Juice World. Shout out to Juice World. Okay, so... honestly, when I do this radio show and make up a little script for it, I'm really trying my hardest not to put Tekashi on the list. But every single week, this guy is doing something, and the whole marketing thing, it's getting funnier and funnier.
It is.
He's doing. This guy's gonna become an actor. I mean, maybe he could
he's
if he didn't
play
have
for Mexican soccer team.
I forgot about that one.
I'm telling you.
But yo, did you guys see him in goal? Did you see the video of him being a goalkeeper?
Yeah, he was good.
No one scored one goal on him.
Well, they probably edited it, so no.
Nah. You gotta go watch that video. No one scored one shot on him.
Future goalie. So I don't know really what happened at the Juice WRLD show. The show
that was in London.
In London, shout out to London. The fans were screaming "fuck Tekashi," or if, like "fuck 6ix9ine." I don't know what they were saying, and I'm not sure if Juice WRLD like orchestrated the whole thing. He kind of went along with it later in the set. Again, I don't know. Maybe he just like was captivated by the energy. Maybe it wasn't something that was, you know, he wasn't trying to like call him out. Who knows? He might have made a mistake there, but Tekashi saw it, the ultimate troll, and this guy made probably one of the funniest videos of 2018. You got to check it out. Academics tweeted it out. I'm pretty sure it might be on Tekashi's Instagram as well, but... yo, man, this guy is definitely the king of Instagram right now. I'm going to say it right now. This guy is going, you know, he'll make the music, he'll go on rants, and he'll also make these skits. And it's like, what? This guy is on another level. You know, when it comes to 2018 and marketing and using Instagram and just, I don't know, he's comfortable in his own skin for sure. I mean, he's got rainbow hair tattoos all over his face, and now he's been making all these videos. He's definitely comfortable in his own skin. Yeah, man. So
it's too funny.
Check out that
video. It's way too funny, man.
Way too funny.
I've been saying I fuck with 6ix9ine, man.
Yeah, he's doing it, and I feel like he's doing a lot of this by himself. I mean, obviously he has a team with him, but I feel like he orchestrates this. Is he gonna go 10 for 10? Man. Yo, a lot of people.
Oh, I really want him to. Yeah, I want 6ix9ine. I'm rooting for 6ix9ine, man.
Right?
Yeah.
What's another song's coming out called
that's
Fifi?
Produced by Murda Beatz.
Oh, okay.
That's the one he's been.
That's what we want. Oh, that's what's coming next. Man. But you know how he always drops like a video with his songs or whatever. So he said he's been on tour recently, so it's been hard for him to shoot a video. But he actually got denied entry into London.
He did?
Yeah, yeah. But it's weird because he's been to London earlier this year before to have a show. And then he got denied entry. But I guess he's got to go overseas, you know? It's too much heat. He's not getting shows in the States. No one's really trying to book him. But
how long do you think that's going to last?
It will last for a bit. And then it might die down. But by the time it dies down, he might not be as big as he is right now. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe he'll just turn into like one of those Instagram stars. Who knows? It's going to be interesting, man. It's a
who knows?
Obviously new a different world, era for world. Music it's and a young entertainment.
Yep.
And I'm curious to see, but you can't deny 7 for 7. I guess he's going to go.
It's a young nigga world.
There we go. There we go.
This guy poked me at the back of the neck.
Oh, man. He sent
young nigga world.
He sent you the bicep back. That's just Johnny's thing now, yo. He did. Man. That's really turned into something.
DJ Benz knows what's good. Shout out DJ Benz.
Yo, Johnny legit got the fans flexing in the crowd. I've never seen. Maybe I'm late to that dance move. I don't know. I've never seen it, but yo, that's a wave, man. I'm gonna start doing that.
That's not a dance move. I'm taking that. I'm taking that. I claim that. Man. I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but there's one video that I posted. And there's these two utes. They're like right at the front.
Yeah.
And they obviously can't put their bicep out to the side. So they like got it out front like this. And they're just dancing like this.
And they're just brothers, you know? Like, these guys are best friends. You know, they're best friends for life. And they're having the best time of their life. Shout out to those two, yo. If you're listening to this, yo, send us another video of y'all doing that. We'll give you another shout out. Yo, shout out to you too, Flexin. Shout out to everyone at Breakout for coming through. It was a good time. Good times, yo. Cal, what do we got next over here? What are you working on?
I'm just previewing some damn CP tracks here. I was thinking I might drop some.
Yeah, we got to play a damn CP track. Yeah, we got it. You can't just say that and not play a damn CP track.
Which one should we run here? Damn, see, I can't say.
I'm kind of fucking with Europa, but which one's the one he the video?
Got the music video for? Oh, man. That was a good music video.
I legit had to back up my computer, and I don't have the latest version of Europa.
You don't have New Edition. What about New Edition?
No, I do, but they're all the premixes.
Oh,
Cal Capone, man.
Yo, did Damn CP direct that thing too? I feel like he had a lot of input in that music video. It was just a little different, like from a usual. It was limited vision, right?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe JoJo, my man. JoJo probably had a hand.
It was cool, man. I liked it.
Okay, we're going to run Casino Ho. This is some new. I don't think
You know what other track I'm trying to hear as well? That Praise the Lord, Skepta, ASAP Rocky. Okay, for some reason, I thought I could hear it through the headphones.
Hey, just in your head.
Okay, that's a sign. We're going to run it. CP first. We're running Casino Ho, premix. Oh, my God.
What's going on? It's Dan CP. Just tuned into C1 Radio. Felix.
That crescendo. Work at Hooters.
the screen, now blue check on my Instagram. Blue check, it'll validate me. Blue check, it'll blue check on the side of the screen. Blue check, I'm gon' ride in the beat. Blue check, they gon' holler at me. On your screen, got a model with me. Up in the club with a bottle with me. Now all the girls, they swallow with me. Back in the day, they ride with me. At 7 a.m., I wake up to the green. I take my phone up out my jam. Wake up in the pride of me. That blue check on the side of the screen. That blue check is gon' validate me. That blue check, now they gotta hate me. Blue check, this gon' validate me. Blue check is gon' do, do, do. That blue check is gon' validate me. Blue check, now they gotta hate me. Blue check, they gon' validate me. Now they following me. Blue check, now they riding with me. Blue check, Canada, part of my peeps. Blue check, you ain't got a blue check. Blue check, blue check, it's the part of my peeps. Yeah. You ain't make a dollar with me. You ain't make a song with Madonna with me. Ain't swimming in the pool with Piranha with me. Woo. Now you got a problem with me. Back at your team, can't tolerate me. At 7 a.m., I wake up to the green. I take my phone up out my jam. Wake up in the pot of me. That blue check on the side of the screen. That blue check is gonna validate me. That blue check, now they gotta hate me.
That crescendo.
What's up, it's your boy Ty Dolla $ign, Crescendo One Radio, your little bitty bitch.
That Crescendo.
C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself, Kyle Ballin. Whoa. You're having a good time. 15 minutes till the show's over. Yo, Cal, you're just doing a terrific job with the music today, man. It's
oh, really?
Lit. You had people outside.
I had better days, but thank you, yeah.
Hey, man, you're killing
we
it,
we just
man.
Keep it all new. Every track is bait. I think I've only played two songs that are not brand new.
Brand new.
Honeyberry, that's pretty new. I think they all
November.
Okay, yeah, well, there you go. That's you yeah, go. That's playing all, a little bit ago.
Playing all the best tracks.
We're trying to just educate and keep it real. You know, it's a young...
young world. This nigga needs to stop fucking budging me, bro.
He just queued you
like
up.
The button.
Just serving you an apple.
My cue sample. Yeah.
There you go. Yo, let's have a little discussion right here. Halfway through the year already, Johnny over the break was talking about Praise the Lord for a bit, and it got me thinking. Again,
the song.
Halfway through the year, 6 more months. Oh, yeah, the song. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Exactly. Just have a couple questions for you guys, man. Like, what's your... I know you guys listen to a lot of music. This may be hard, but what's your favorite song of the year so far? Tough. I knew this was gonna happen. Or just, it doesn't have to be the favorite, like top five, just ramble off. It's hard, right? So I'll just go first because I wrote these down.
So quiet.
Because it's hard, right? It's a hard question.
You just kind of like just
put you on the spot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, that's hard, man.
It is what it is. If you read the doctor, you'd be prepared. Okay. All right, man. On my list, I wrote 4 songs already. I had Praise the Lord, ASAP Rocky Skepta off of Testing. I had Hurt to Look by Sway Lee. And then I had Infinity, 888, Joey Badass, and X. It's just a fucking dope song.
I was actually
song.
Speaking to someone about that today.
Yeah, it's a terrific song.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite X's
100%.
Songs.
And then also Vancouver Side, The Fallback. I really like that song too. So again, halfway through the year, pretty much the official halfway point. I mean, Drake's releasing an album tomorrow, like in 10 minutes pretty much, so
bruh,
it is the halfway point. The list is gonna change,
bruh,
for sure. Yo, do you
we need to download that before we get on the ride.
100% using that Wi-Fi shit.
yeah.
Nah, man. Okay, Drake's about to release this album. Do you feel like anything is gonna happen after it, or anyone like Kendrick gonna come out with something, Migos or something, who knows?
It doesn't matter. The only person who can get Drake on a little bit of a downfall as himself, you know? Like,
there you go.
Drake's got to be, I don't know, and even then, like, Drake's not catching any L's. Like, someone come out and said he's not writing his own raps, and this guy come out on top of it, you know? Like, this guy, even now, everyone was talking about, yo, he's got a son, like, so who cares? No one cares, bro. Like,
yeah, no one
this
cares
guy
got to
get caught, like, bruh, sucking dick on camera. Yeah, like, catch an L. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Drake's not catching serious, no L's. Yeah. He has to have, like, some serious. Okay, bro.
Like, and even then,
and even then, people might just be like,
yeah, well,
he's gay.
Bird
so
man.
What? Yeah, you know, he's gay. Like, yo, we all accept it now. Like,
yeah.
He knows, man. He knows.
They can't do no wrong.
They can't do no wrong.
21 Savage came out with like a little comment about how nobody at the top of the game does more for the smaller artists than Drake.
And that's facts. That's facts. He's speaking facts. Yeah. I've seen that when he said that. When you actually think about it, there's every year Drake puts some, and there's even more that we probably don't even know about. That could have happened. Like Trippy Red had a Drake feature and that didn't happen.
Yeah, but
Trippy Red was
that.
Supposed to be on God's Plan, but even the talk of it.
Yeah.
Like,
respect, you know, on Trippy's fan, name, like, yeah, 100%.
Bare people, man. There's so how many people just in the last year? Blockboy JB,
yeah.
Lil Baby,
yeah,
brand new one.
Yo, Lil Baby's on his way like to being Little probably baby. The biggest,
biggest
artist in
out
the 2019.
Yo,
yeah,
he done Georgia Smith last year.
About
Georgia
Ghana,
Smith.
He passed Ghana.
Yo, Georgia Smith started touring from being sampled on Drake. People need to take that in. Being sampled on Drake's project. After that, she went on a run. Like, she started touring, releasing new music and stuff. But it started from that sample, bro.
Yeah.
Just a sample, just that. So not even featuring on her song or whatever. He just put her on a sample and she blew up. Like, and it's people that he has no obligation to do this for the new artists.
Yeah.
No, like.
But yo, people are so negative. Like, they'll look at that and they'll be like, oh, look at this. Drake just hops on a song that Blockboy probably had first and then he just leaves him alone. Like, they don't even see it like that. People are just way too negative.
Look, Blockboy JB is on the XXL cover just because of that.
Yeah.
Just because of that. No one knew who Blockboy JB was before.
Well, he probably danced
before
too.
That. Yeah, and he can.
But yeah.
But yeah. And I don't know, man, because he's about to give back to the London community in a really big way. We got a platform out there called We got a platform out there called Link Up TV, and they do like freestyles and stuff. And
oh, cool.
Drake's about to drop one on that channel, bro. That's about to go crazy. Just look out for that. Look out for Drake's Link Up TV freestyle.
You heard it here first.
It's gonna be crazy. I got friends who like work at Link Up TV, and one of them said they haven't heard it, but they told me like last week that yo, Drake might be doing a Link Up TV freestyle. I was like, yo, fuck off, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta understand, it's like young niggas from the block are coming and doing freestyles, and now Drake's about to. Bro, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Mad thing. But yeah, we got about 10 minutes left. So Kyle, what are you saying?
I'm going to run some Immers, you know, straight out of Vancouver. Privacy. I've been running this. It's a good kind of summer chill track. So we're going to run a C1 Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Immers. You're now listening to C1 Radio. Ying, 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 ying.
That gravity.
Oh, you going to ride with me, man?
That crescendo.
It's so cool. Just don't switch sides on me. Don't switch sides. I don't want my business on road.
Through a renaissance, change of proc, still get it gone. I got a lot like a pentagon. I can see snakes before they reach my lawn. I'm hella cozy when I'm on my lonely. Got like 3-4 mate, 5 homies. I'm fucking niggas cause they all full of bitches like police. They got their eyes on me. I might change my digits when they see me winning. My vision's so vivid, I seen this in the beginning. When I was that look round, I ain't see too many round me. Took so many L's and I stop fucking counting. Now I grab 365 till I get my mama 745. Check the time, 229, make a boom, run and touch another flight. YVR to the LA. Then it's back to the YYZ. Crazy how both coals raised me. I came out, shit made me crazy. That's the shit that made me. Ain't too much phase me. Young gold in my Sherpa jacket. Y'all got the heart and the soul dimension. Y'all come through with a lot of baggage. All I wanna know is,
are you gon' ride with me?
You gon' ride.
If so, cool. Just don't switch sides on me.
Don't switch sides on me. Cause you know I love my privacy, my privacy, my privacy. Cause you know I love my privacy, my privacy, my privacy. I said if you switch sides, better stay there. Yeah. I said if you switch sides, better stay there. Yeah.
Hey, my name is Wonder Girl, and we're listening to C1 Radio.
That crescendo.
I mean, like, maybe we could just roll one. I wanna take you home, but I'm scared you might say no. I won't get my hopes up. Baby, yeah, I know how you be. You don't know about me. If you ain't no stranger, maybe we can meet, yeah. Maybe next weekend I'm free, if you free. And I think you kinda sweet. Boy, you got a sweet plan. Mind full of reason, heart full of faith. Yeah, I like your body, boy, and how you claim your space. Let's not waste no more time. Flaunted, boy, I know you want me. While I turn around, you watch me take a hook. Ooh, I'm weak, weak, weak in my knees. Baby, when I see you, oh, 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 oh.
Selassie, I draw divine imbalance of the man and feminine. You get me high with your Nazi sensibility. Cushion the sky when you stimulate me mentally. Fire upon Babylon, righteousness prevail. You elevate my consciousness and sex drive as well. Can't you tell? I'm here for more than just vocal conversations. I need some love, your confirmation. So if you got it, flaunt it, I know you want it. I turn around and watch you check her. And if you feelin' me, roll my weed up. Baby, what's the issue? Come taste my flavor, darker the berry. Baby, come closer, don't be so scary. I know you want me, you know I want you. I can feel it burning with my core bringing me toward you.
That gravity, that crescendo.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. I got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I grew up anticipating.
With your new friends and her mom jeans and her new Vans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blunt. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite. Am I warm enough for you outside, baby?
problematic. You say show me you're watching. All eyes cause I'm flawless. For you, you, for you. You a G and I see ya. You know I'm a freak, yeah. 100 degrees, keep it discreet. Got you in disbelief. For you, you, oh you. Super Saiyan delight. Got a big appetite when you see me inside, and I got you inside. You came with the heights. You getting me right. Drip off you like ice. Ice. I wanna go.
Yo, 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 101.9 FM C1 Radio. My name's Johnny Black. I'm here with Cal Capone and Kyle, and we have come to the end of the show.
Yep.
Yo, that's that. I ran a lot of quick tracks there just to squeeze it in at the end. Ocean, Halo, SZA, Sia. Check them all out, man. All those girls are, they're making noise. I mean, good noise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good songs. Yeah, thanks for listening, y'all. We're going to be back next week. You know, trying to get better every week how we do and just see one, you know. Thank you for everyone who's been riding with us. And I don't know, yeah, it's just good, you know.
Appreciate, Kyle, what are you saying? 20 y'all. Seconds left.
This is what I'm saying. I got to go. The Drake album's out. Peace.
Yeah, the Drake's album. Ooh.
C1 Radio.
Scorpio. Scorpio?
Scorpio.
I'm just joking.
Gravity. Gravity. That crescendo. 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 That crescendo.